This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a lot ahead as we take a look at the 11 WHL players off the Calgary for Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. The complete breakdown is ahead. And a Lethbridge Hurricane has captured the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Jamin Jakubowski taking the honor. He'll join us later. But first, a look at the WHL contingent heading to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. The list of 11 invitees includes three Portland Winterhawks, defenseman Derek Pouliot and Tyler Wotherspoon, as well as forward Ty Ratty, two Edmonton Oil Kings, goaltender Laurent Brossoit, and D-man Griffin Reinhardt, Moose Jaw Warriors D-man Morgan Riley, Red Deer Rebel defender Matt Dumba, Kelowna Rocket captain Colton Sissons, Prince Albert Raider power forward Mark McNeil, Kamloops Blazer and WHL top scorer J.C. Lapon, as well as Medicine Hat Tiger standout Hunter Shinkarik. Now, you have to think that Portland Winterhawks forward Ty Ratty is a lock after his performance in the summer over in Russia with Canada's World Junior team. Ratty was a guest on Winterhawks Radio, KPAM AM 860.
It's always a good opportunity to go to those kind of camps and try to represent your country. So I think I'm ready. I'm excited for it, and I'm looking forward to it.
This will be Ratty's second World Junior Selection Camp.
Yeah, last year was a great learning experience. I think you go there and you have two games and I think two practices to really show what you have. So you really can't afford to take one ice time off. And like I said, you take one ice time off and you might be going home that night. So you got to be really well prepared and ready to go right off the bat.
Kamloops Blazer forward J.C. Lapon has ridden his breakout season to a Canadian camp invite. He's led the league in scoring most of the season.
I'm not really completely sure what type of role I want to be playing, but I'm guessing with all the firepower up front, it'll be a fourth or third line role, and you know, I'm completely fine with that. Obviously, there's still a camp, and I got to make the team, but I'm really excited to see what happens.
He knows making the final roster will be a big challenge.
You know, going to camp is one thing, but you know, playing over in Russia would be a dream come true, and you know, that's kind of what you want to do when you get this type of news.
Pair of Edmonton Oil Kings taking part in the selection camp, goaltender Laurent Brossoit and defender Griffin Reinhardt. Now, Brossoit knew his performances in Victoria and Vancouver last month may have secured his camp invite.
It's a great feeling. I mean, I think I had a pretty good Subway Series, so I think that definitely helped my chances, and wasn't thinking about it too much the last couple of days. I think it kind of just snuck up on us, the invitations, but I was really focused on the last couple of games that we had with the Oil Kings.
His teammate and New York Islanders first rounder, Griffin Reinhardt, will try to stick to what he does best during the camp in Calgary.
The reason why I selected was the way I play here, and so I'm going to try to play the same game, and I'm going to take a lot of pride in playing a defensive game, and I know they've got a lot of offensive defensemen, so I don't think that's going to be my job at the camp.
At 18, Reinhardt already a lot of big game experience.
It's huge. I mean, even in the summer, playing against some of the Russians in the Subway Series, and then Memorial Cup, playing against some other leagues as well. It's huge to play and get some international experience.
One of the so-called World Junior locks may be Toronto Maple Leafs' first-round pick, Moose Jaw Warriors defenseman Morgan Riley. A voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, has more.
Well, the invitations are out, and congratulations to Morgan Riley, one of 11 Western Hockey League players who received an invite to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp coming up starting December 10th in Calgary. And I guess, Morgan, first, your reaction. How excited are you for this opportunity?
Yeah, obviously very excited. You know, it's a pretty big opportunity, and, you know, it's a pretty huge honor to be named to that camp list. You know, there's some pretty high-end players on that list, and you know, just to be in that conversation is a pretty big honor for me.
When you look down the list of players, I guess I saw your reaction. There's a ton of great players, especially on defense, the guys you'll be competing with.
Yeah, great group of prospects. You know, there's a whole lot of great players. You know, I think Team Canada is going to be extremely deep this year, and you know, that's a pretty tough team to make. And you know, they have an extremely good blue line and some pretty good players up front, obviously. So you know, it's pretty cool to be in that conversation.
Talking with Morgan Riley on being selected to Canada's World Junior Camp coming up December 10th in Calgary. Morgan, this is a dream come true. I know for you, everybody grows up watching the World Junior Hockey Championships. I guess for you and having this opportunity, what does it mean to you?
It's hard to explain, really. You know, as a kid growing up around Christmas time, you know, you're always cheering for Team Canada, and it's always on the TV all day. So, you know, to be at the camp is just a huge honor. And I mean, you know, it's pretty tough to explain, but, you know, I just couldn't be too much happier than I am. And, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Any favorite World Junior memories?
Probably the Jordan Eberle goal against Team Russia in Ottawa.
Everybody says that one there. I guess, Morgan, for yourself, this is a great opportunity. You take off, obviously, on the weekend. And, you know, when you get onto the ice, I want to ask you one last thing. What's maybe the biggest challenge that you'll think you'll have in camp to try and catch the eye of management and coaches?
That's a tough one. I think just playing well every shift. You know, there's some great players out there, and I don't think you can take any time off. You always have to be on top of your game, and you know, you always have to be going, and I think that's important, that you have to play your hardest every shift. You can't take a shift off.
Canada's 37-player selection camp is set for Calgary from Sunday to Tuesday. Meanwhile, on the American side, a 27-player selection camp includes one player from the WHL. Portland Winterhawks defenseman Seth Jones is on the list. The American squad is set to hold camp from the New York Rangers training facility in Tarrytown, New York, December 16th to the 18th.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles, and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice, they make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber will drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot, score! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scored the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The WHL, it's your time. The Western Hockey League, Player of the Week.
How about the Lethbridge Hurricanes' turnaround season to date? Getting contributions from top to bottom, including Jamin Jakubowski. He's the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, and voice of the Hurricanes, Pat Sedlecki, has more.
With this week's Player of the Week in the Western Hockey League, Jamin Jakubowski, congratulations. You had a great week, 4 games, 5 goals, 3 assists, 8 points. Clearly best stretch in the Western Hockey League so far with that amount of points.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it feels good to chip in. I mean, couple of them were lucky, but I mean, right place, right time. Yeah, it feels good. I mean, unfortunately, we couldn't pull off a couple wins there when we could have, but I mean, it feels good to chip in personally.
You know, talk about in terms of that honor and what it means to you on a personal level.
Oh, I mean, it's a great achievement for me. I mean, I personally never seen it coming. I was just trying to play hard every week, and it just happened that I could put the puck in the net and got a couple assists, and I guess I was the top guy to do that this week. I mean, yeah, it's an honor. It's a privilege. I mean, can't really take it for granted. Just got to try and be better next week and hopefully get it sometime again in the future.
You come a long way in just your second year in the league, and you really picked things up after Christmas. Had a great second half. You're off to a pretty good start here in the first half of this season. There's no question that the goal for this team is to make the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. You want to be part of that, don't you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's everyone's goal in the room. We're here to play every night. We're trying to get as many wins as possible. I mean, we're not satisfied with ties or losses. We're trying to win every game, and hopefully at the end of the season we've produced enough to make it to the playoffs, because everyone wants to play in the postseason. I mean, we don't really have many guys on this team that have done that, and we're looking forward to trying to accomplish that this year.
It's been a few years since Hurricane has been named Western Hockey League Player of the Week. I think the last one was Austin Fighton about 2 or 3 seasons ago, so that says a lot for what you've done on a personal level.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that probably could have gotten it, but I mean, it's a great accomplishment, and I mean, it just means there's a lot more work in the future for me to pick up from where I left off here, and just try and be better this week even.
Congratulations, Jamin. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Man, that's the show. Thanks to James in Moose Jaw and Pat in Lethbridge for their help. And good luck to the 11 players off the Calgary for the selection camp. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.